Measuring capacity. If we want to measure available capacity for a given period of time, we need to know three things. Available time. Available time is a product of hours of operation and numbers of workers or equipment in use during those hours. For instance, four machines producing 8 hours a day, 5 days per week, yield a weekly available time of 4 × 8 × 5 = 160 hours. Utilization. The ISCM Supply Chain Dictionary defines utilization as a measure, usually expressed as a percentage, of how intensively a resource is being used to produce a good or service. Utilization is calculated as the percentage of available time that the work center is actually being used, hours actually work / available hours, x100%. A work center with an available time of 120 hours per week that operates at 90 hours has a utilization rate of 75%, 90/120, x100. Efficiency. The ISCM Supply Chain Dictionary defines efficiency as follows. A measurement, usually expressed as a percentage, of the actual output to the standard output expected. Efficiency measures how well something is performing relative to existing standards. Efficiency can be calculated as, for example, a work center that produces 110 standard hours of work while operating for only 100 hours has an efficiency rate of 110%. Standard hours or time. From standard costing, refers to the amount of time an average worker or piece of equipment is expected to need, following prescribed methods, to produce one unit of output. Standard time allows for ordinary delays and rest periods. Note also that efficiency calculations may be used to determine bonus pay. Productivity is one measure that can be derived from these metrics. This information can also be used to calculate rated capacity and capacity requirements. Rated capacity. Rated capacity for a work center is the available time multiplied by the utilization rate and the efficiency percentage. If the work center has 160 hours of available time and its utilization rate is 85% with an efficiency rating of 90%, the available capacity would be 122.4 standard hours per week. 160 × 0.85 × 0.90 = 122.4 standard hours. Note that rated capacity calculations result in standard hours. Demonstrated capacity. Another way of measuring capacity available determines the demonstrated capacity. You could consider this the practical counterpart of rated capacity. It is simply the average output measured over a period of time. For instance, let's say the work center rated above at 122.4 standard hours of available capacity had this performance during 6 consecutive weeks. N = 6, its demonstrated capacity would be the average of the weekly output for those 6 weeks, or 120.4 standard hours. Capacity requirements. Once you know the available capacity at a work center, you can compare it to the load. If you don't have the capacity at a work center to match or exceed the load, then there is a capacity constraint. Exhibit 4-19 shows how a constraint might appear on a load profile tracking the capacity hours required in the first 6 weeks of the upcoming year. Week 4 turns out to be the week when the question, "Can we do that?" is answered, "No, we can't." The planner will have to talk to the work center manager about possible changes in available capacity, adding temporary labor, improving efficiency if possible, or producing extra goods early if the excess demand can be anticipated far enough in advance and there is available capacity earlier, as there is in this example. Exhibit 4-19. Capacity requirements. When load and capacity are out of balance. If you find that there is more load than capacity or more capacity than load, you can choose to either change capacity, change the load, or change a combination of the two. Change capacity to match the load. You can select one or a combination of the following means to alter the capacity. Add or reduce work hours. Use overtime hours to handle the extra load or undertime hours to reduce the cost of excess capacity. Hire or lay off workers. This is an inefficient way to handle a short-term problem, for example, severance to outgoing employees or training new ones. Using temporary workers is an option if you have an agency that can provide workers with the requisite skills. Shift the workforce. If you have work centers that are over capacity and others that are under, you may be able to move workers with compatible skills. Job rotation techniques can prepare the workforce for this. Change the routings. Instead of moving workers around, reroute the work to take advantage of overutilized and underutilized stations. Change the load to match capacity. It may be possible to reduce or increase the load to bridge a gap between load and capacity. but this can be done only if it doesn't complicate matters too much at other work centers. You have a few possible tactics. Subcontract extra work to a third party. Contracting out is not an increase of your capacity, so it is a form of reducing load on your resources, or reduce subcontracting to increase internal load. Change lot sizes. Lot size, order quantity, is defined in the ISCM Supply Chain Dictionary as the amount of a particular item that is ordered from a manufacturing facility or a supplier or is issued as a standard quantity to the production process. SIN, order quantity. Change the schedule.